Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, the third decade. And we're doing it with our good friend Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm the creator of this mayhem. Barbara is not a co-conspirator. She's trying to help. She's been trying to help me all these years, and it's a tough job. Barbara, folks, as you know, is one of the top tax experts on small business in the world. Only one of two, and we have both of them hanging out with us. Barbara, thanks again for being here. Tell us again the website.
Big Ideas for Small Business.
I should know that, but I've said the other one for so long. BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com, folks. Then you find all your books there, right?
You can find all the books. You can find sign up for my idea of the day.
Every day.
And read my award-winning blogs and get my newsletter.
And by the way, that daily tip is there when you wake up, so it's pretty handy. Barbara, congrats, and thanks again for the hard work that you do for small business. So what can we do to wrap up for the year? What are some things we need to do to wrap up the year to get ready and to do a little better tax planning?
Well, it's time to start looking at your retirement plans and employee benefit plans for 2019, because you need to have them in place before the end of the year. So, for example, if you want to offer a flexible spending account, an FSA for medical for your employees, which really doesn't cost you anything, it's just administratively to set it up, they have to sign up before the year starts, and so you have to decide to go forward with that and to know that there's a higher limit that employees can put more money in 2019 than they could in 2018.
Can I stop you for just one second and say that there are all kinds of things like this that you can help your employees learn about and create and participate in that make you look like a hero but don't cost you any money?
Well, that's true. For example, you can have a 401k plan for your employees to save for retirement, and you're not, depending on the way you set up the plan, you're not required to put anything in. Now, obviously, if you do put stuff in, it's greater incentive for your employees, and they're getting a freebie from you, and that's a good way to keep them with you because they'll appreciate that, and big companies do it. But as you said, there are various ways that you can help out your employees without really costing you too much.
Exactly. What are some other things we need to know?
Well, for example, health savings accounts. That's another way. If you have, for example, let's say your company wants to have a high deductible health plan, meaning it's not going to cost as much in premiums as more general health plans, but then employees or you or a combination can put money into health savings accounts to pick up the out-of-pocket costs. And, again, this is another great way for a company to do.
That's what we've done with our employees is we've helped them get started with their HSA. So what we would do is we would fund their deductible. They would get a low deductible. We'd fund their deductible and let them pay the premiums, and that way we would be able to help them get started, so they wouldn't have to, you know, fund that part of it. And that way, if they ever had, because a lot of especially young people like we hire a lot of young folks, paying the premium is one thing, but then if they actually have to call on that deductible, they don't have that money built up yet, so we build it up for them.
Well, that's absolutely right, and when it comes to health arrangements, there are so many things going on right now, very favorable things that I think we should all be looking into. For example, under a final Department of Labor rule, we can now have, well, the Labor and Treasury and Health and Human Services, we can now have association health plans.
Right.
Meaning you may be able to go to your Chamber of Commerce mm-hmm. or your trade association and be able to buy coverage, which is group term rates rather than through the individual market.
And also and temporary policies, the short-term policies.
And temporary policies.
If you save a lot of money, and I'm going to say this, folks, I've never said anything like this before, Barbara. If you save money, if you're happy with what Barbara just told you, you should say thank you, Mr. Trump, because it's all on him. He did 100% of that through an executive order. What do you think?
Well, he did push through the association health plans,
yep.
which people have been crying for
20
years.
Years.
Like, why
I've been talking
didn't
about it for
we, a small business,
yeah.
get this?
Yeah.
Like
hey, Barbara,
everybody
I got to wrap it up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.